The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome into First Take on a Wednesday. That is Max Kellerman. I'm Molly Karam-Rose. We gave Brick the day off today, so Stephen A. will not be here. It is Max versus the
Brick
world.
Brick needed a day to collect himself the shootout that he had the other day.
Yeah, after committing all those crimes.
Yeah.
We got Kendrick Perkins here. Ryan Clark will join us. Dan Orlovsky. Oh, and did I mention Richard Sherman as well? Sherm will be with us live. Do not miss that. Let's get it. And we begin where you started, Max, and that would be with the Lakers. LeBron missing 6 weeks due to a high ankle sprain. The Lakers went 8-12 in 20 games without the four-time MVP. After that, saying the layoff was horrible, James made his much-anticipated return Friday night against the Kings, but then on Sunday night against the Raptors, he suffered a setback again and missed the team's last game Monday night against the Nuggets. Now, he said he's more frustrated than ever. The Lakers are sixth in the West, trying to avoid that play-in tournament, and he is expected to miss the next two games against the Clippers and Blazers on Thursday and Friday nights. Max. You're an expert in declines and cliffs and things of that nature. And I know.
Ravines.
Yeah. And I know the NBA is truly your favorite. So are we seeing the decline of LeBron James?
Yes, we are. And this is uncharted territory in the history of basketball. No one's ever been at the LeBron James level, including Kareem or anyone, this many minutes into their NBA career. So every minute he remains that way, he resets the record. We don't know what's going to happen. But I'll tell you this. You know what the highly placed source is, Perk, who has revealed to the world, and now it's been a couple days since he revealed it, that LeBron James is in decline? LeBron James. And for some reason, am I the only person who notices is talking about this? A couple days ago, LeBron said, I doubt that I'll be 100. I don't think I knew it was a chance I wasn't going to be 100% this season. In fact, I don't think I'll ever be 100% again in my career. Now, don't tell me, well, no player, blah, 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 do you have injuries? No. 100% means 100% of what you have been. And make no mistake about it, LeBron James every year is in the finals and many years has won the championship because when the dust settles, when the smoke clears, it's clear he's still the best player in the world. Are we still sure about that? Because he's going to have to be the best player in the world to get out of the Western Conference. And Perk, you've taken the Clippers to get out of the West. AD looked pretty good to me. He looked pretty good to me beating Jokic in a Denver team that had been hot, wasn't coming off the second of back-to-back or anything like that. You mean to tell me LeBron is not in decline and the Clippers are going to beat him anyway, Perk?
Well, first of all, Max, you know, every time I come on here, I start to appreciate you more because you start making sense about your basketball talk, right? But then I notice that common sense ain't that common when it comes to you, all right? A pair of lips could say anything, all right? Growing up in the hood, you know that. A pair of lips could say anything. And this concerns me because just when I thought I could take you down old country, Beaumont, Texas, I can't take you down there, Max. They gonna see you coming. Now, look, you're gonna sit up here and really listen to LeBron's statement and believe that, right? Right? He's playing reverse psychiatry. Like, listen.
Thank you. I said that yesterday, Perk. I can't believe you're taking that at face value. You're trying to set the bar low. Carry on.
Max, that is crazy because right before LeBron's injury, guess what? We were talking about him winning another MVP. We were talking about him being in the top three MVP conversation. And Max, listen, a high ankle sprain, it's not like he had an Achilles tear or he tore his ACL. He's going to bounce back from this. And Max, by the way, you of all people should have learned by evaluating Kevin Durant this year, what you're saying is almost all the time, whatever it is, that a player that tears his Achilles never come back the way he should, and Kevin Durant did just that. So you're not going to sit up here and tell me that a LeBron James with a high ankle sprain, an injury that could just sideline you for 2 months, that you could ice, you could stem, you could walk around in a boot, and then you could be back to your normal self. History says it. Be back to your normal self in 2 or 3 months, that his career is on a decline. His career, Max? I can understand if you just said this season, but not his career.
A high ankle sprain is like the last stop before you go, uh-oh, right? Like, it really, you hear that, you go, okay, that was a close one. But it's still nothing good. And at LeBron's age, Perk, every setback has to be considered in the context of the age and minutes he's played. Even when earlier in the season, he was stepping on the gas both ends of the floor, and AD came on this show and said, hey, I challenged LeBron when I got to, on the defensive side, because we've seen post-Pat Riley, Eric Spoelstra, Miami, LeBron clearly thought to himself, if I want to play a long time, I can't have the pedal to the metal on the defensive end all regular season. I'm the only one in the finals every year. He was smart. And then in high leverage moments, he could hit the gas. But I saw him hit the gas earlier this year, consistently, regular season, both ends of the floor. And it wasn't clear to me that I'll give it to him. He has to say, I can't sit there and say, no, somebody else has now replaced him as the best player in the world because he keeps proving in the playoffs. No, it's still him. But in the regular season, when he was playing like he meant it, both ends of the floor, I thought Embiid was a more valuable player. You know, I saw James Harden, game for game, be the most valuable player in the NBA this year on the Nets, and that includes LeBron on the Lakers. So the difference now is, in the past, you could say, well, LeBron's really taking it a little easy in the regular. I didn't get the sense he was taking it easy in the regular season. I got the sense that's
all right,
as good
on.
As he can do.
You ignored the whole part that Perk just said about taking it at face value.
Well, because
so you're
it lines
actually
up
believing,
with what I see.
You're believing him that he's never going to be the same, and that LeBron James believes he's never going to be the same again.
Yes,
that's
yes.
the spirit of a champion of LeBron James?
Yes, I
Max,
think. I
from
think,
New York City.
I think he's at 36 years old, having played all the minutes he's played, frustrated with the high ankle sprain. He is checking in with his body, and his body is telling him this ain't 5 years ago.
Why
and
would
he's
you
being
put
real.
That out there? Why would
Max.
You tell the world that?
Because
then?
LeBron has enough confidence to think he can still get it done, even if he's not what he once was.
Perk, go ahead.
Max, didn't 2 years ago LeBron James had an injury where he pulled his groin, right, and was sidelined, and everyone probably had concerns then, and then all of a sudden he turned back the hands of time, came back the following season, and delivered in great fashion. You remember that? That
I
was
do.
Just like a year and a half ago, Max. And by the way, we're talking about a high ankle sprain, right?
Yeah.
My grandmother and my grandfather and senior citizens at nursing homes bounce back and come back 100% from a high ankle sprain, Max. So you're not going to sit up here and tell me that you're talking about a LeBron.
Hold up, Perk. The point about LeBron is, in the regular season, KD, you can have that. Steph, you can have that. Harden, you can have that. This year, it might be Jokic. Then he has the playoffs, and when the dust settles, he's proven I'm better than those guys. Is that going to be the case in these playoffs? Is that what's going to happen?
No,
at the end of these playoffs, are you going to be saying, I watched these playoffs, and LeBron once again proved he's the best player in the world? Because if he doesn't do that, now next year is age 37, and now KD is a year removed from the Achilles, and there are young guns coming.
Jumping all over the place, and
one
the question
place.
That Molly asks,
yeah.
Are we seeing a decline in LeBron James' game? Right? Not this season. When you talk about a decline, I mean, like, he's going to continue to get worse year by year.
You think he's going to get better year by year?
He has.
In recent years, he hasn't.
Max, did you not just come on here a couple months ago?
Didn't they just win the championship?
That doesn't mean he's gotten better from earlier versions.
I just want to make sure they just won the championship.
But wait,
right?
Let's be very clear. Molly, since you're the second debater in this, apparently, or the third.
It's not the second debater when you're playing devil's advocate. Please don't get defensive.
If you win, I'm talking to two people. If you win the championship. Does that – can you do that and still be in decline? In other words, the question
I don't know. Tom Brady apparently did it because he fell off a cliff and he won the championship,
too. Where is he now compared to where he used to be? That's decline. If he's not as good now as he used to be, then he is in decline, yes.
Max, that's not true. Just 3 months ago, he was in the MVP conversation, Max.
But he wasn't one in my book.
You would have won on the episode on First Take. You would have won hiding. I mean, ducking under the camera because you had to basically apologize because you were telling the world that Kawhi Leonard was the best player in the world. And then all of a sudden, you had to go back.
And LeBron proved it in the playoffs, Perk. He had the playoffs to prove it. Okay. He will not have that this year the same way. You see, according to you, the Lakers aren't coming out of the West.
All right, we got to leave it here. LeBron says he'll never be the same again, won't be 100%, and Max Kellerman believes him. Perk, you'll be back with us in just a bit. We're going to head to the NFL now because that's our other major story of the day. Aaron Rodgers, after saying the layup was horrible, to the NFL we go. So after Aaron Rodgers, and everyone's been stuck on this story, he's adamant that he's not returning to the Packers. Sources have told Adam Schefter, Max Kellerman suggests that if he really wants to win, he needs to join the dog pound with playmakers on both sides of the ball. Here's Max making his case.
I'm talking about who should, based on the football of it all. It's the Cleveland Browns. Could you imagine Aaron Rodgers on that team? Baker Mayfield is a nice quarterback. But the Cleveland Browns have the number one rated offensive line, 2 all-world running backs, great receivers everywhere you look, Odell coming back with a chip on his shoulder, and a defense. Aaron Rodgers on the Browns right now, in my view, makes them Super Bowl favorites over the Bucks and the Chiefs.
All right.
I would pick them.
Don't get crazy. On that note, we bring in my guy, Dan Orlovsky, who loves to debate Max Kellerman, that is for sure. Dan, you played the quarterback position. You know, you cover the NFL better than anybody. Tell me this. Do you think Aaron Rodgers should go to Cleveland?
Absolutely not, and I don't think the Cleveland Browns could do it. Now, first of all, Max goes, who should do it? Max, like every team in the NFL should try to be going getting the MVP of last year, right? So, like, to throw out any team, you can make a justification for it. Here's my thing with Max, and even Stephen A., and I know he's not there right now, but here's my thing with Max when it comes to Baker Mayfield. The Cleveland Browns forever have been searching for a quarterback. Have been searching for their guy, and they finally roll the dice and take Baker Mayfield at number one. And all that Baker Mayfield has done in his 3 years as starter is, one, break Peyton Manning and Russell Wilson's rookie touchdown record. So his rookie year, he breaks their record. His second year, it's a disaster, and it's a disaster because of the pieces around him and the head coach. And then last year, he throws for 26 touchdowns and 8 picks, and he finally breaks the streak of the Browns not being in the playoffs, and he takes them to a playoff win. And now it's like, well, the Browns should just think about moving on and going to get Aaron Rodgers. Like, what else does Baker Mayfield need to do in the midst of 3 head coaches in his first 3 years, 4 offensive coordinators, and 2 general managers? Yes, right now, today, is Aaron Rodgers an upgrade over Baker Mayfield? Yes. But you could say that for 28 teams in the NFL. But what you risk doing that if you're the Cleveland Browns is like, what do you do 3 years from now? Because you don't know if Baker Mayfield's going to go be great. I got 2 years of evidence in a 3-year span that he's pretty stinking good. So what? Like, why are we mortgaging our future to just sit here and go, well, we don't know. Let's just go get Aaron Rodgers.
These are all legitimate questions.
You can say that about any team. Max, you're like unproven or unrealistic hate for Baker Mayfield and his ability to play on the field starts to show in these situations.
These are all real questions, legitimate questions you raise. But the mistake you make is you're arguing against a straw man. I am not down on Baker Mayfield. I think Baker Mayfield's a good quarterback. I'm on the record saying it. In fact, I don't remember if it was in that clip or not, but in that segment I said, Baker Mayfield's a good quarterback. I'm not down on him at all. And by the way, your point that Rodgers could go to 28 different teams, I'd say more than that. I'd say any team he goes to except the Kansas City Chiefs just got better, right? But not every team he goes to, I would make Super Bowl favorites. There are only a handful of them. And not every team he goes to has the history of the Cleveland Browns in the Super Bowl era, where they, that fan base, the dog pound, where the team was taken away from them, and then in a grassroots way, got the NFL to give them back a franchise called the Browns. That fan base deserves a Super Bowl championship. And they are in a moment of extremely high leverage. They have playmakers on defense. They have the number one offensive line in the game, blocking for the run and protecting the passer. They have weapons everywhere you look, and Odell's coming back with a great running game. Dan Orlovsky, I'm saying if Aaron Rodgers went there, they're going to win the Super Bowl. Now, Aaron Rodgers is 37. Tom Brady's in his early mid-40s already. Age 37, 38, 39, 40. I think you could say he's probably going to be good for at least another 4 years. 4 years. What would you, in those 4 years, how many Super Bowls could they win? In moments of high leverage, nothing against Baker. He's good. Aaron Rodgers is great, and not just regular great either. Right. And as much as I like Baker Mayfield, he will never in his career be as good as Aaron Rodgers will be this upcoming season, and he will never give this team a better chance to win a Super Bowl than Aaron Rodgers would this upcoming season.
Okay, so I disagree that there's not multiple teams that go and they become Super Bowl favorite. Like, if the Broncos go get Aaron Rodgers, they're a Super Bowl favorite. If the Miami Dolphins got Aaron Rodgers, they're a Super Bowl favorite.
I like him on the Dolphins.
I think what you're, like, you're missing the point is, like, can we stop comparing every quarterback to Tom Brady that gets older? Because just, like, we could sit there and go, like, Tom Brady's still playing really good at 43. Like, Drew Brees struggled last year as a 41-year-old, okay? So, like, Aaron Rodgers could be that guy in 3 years. I'm not banking on Aaron going and playing at 43 years old the way that Tom Brady did, okay? I'm not banking on that. And so if you're the Cleveland Browns and you're pointing out their history, Max, and you make the decision and you sit here and go, it's worth our next 4 first-round picks? You know, is it worth your next 4 first-round picks
Wouldn't take
to go
four.
Get Aaron Rodgers?
Wouldn't take 4.
Yes, it would, because the Broncos are going to be able to offer 3. The Miami Dolphins are going to be able to offer 3 in the next 2 years. So you have to jump that offer, Max. They're not just going to give you that
same
offer.
I don't think it would take 4 first rounders.
You think you're going to win it, so.
Dan, let me just correct you on something here, okay? You're playing fast and loose with the math to make your point. And you're using this whole argument to defend Baker Mayfield, which I appreciate. He shouldn't be maligned. He's good. That's not what I'm doing. So if you want to stand on a soapbox about Baker Mayfield, fine, but that's not, this argument is not the place to do it.
But what are you doing?
When
you're picking out a random team and saying if they got Aaron Rodgers, they'd be really good.
No, I'm not saying really good. I'm saying the Super Bowl favorites. If the Browns got Rodgers, I'd make them the odds-on favorite over the Bucs, over everyone, over the Chiefs, over everyone. I wouldn't do that on the Broncos. They'd be among the favorites on the Broncos. I wouldn't do that on the Dolphins. They'd be among the favorites on the Dolphins. I'd make the Browns favorites this year. You say not everyone's Tom Brady. Dan, if I said Aaron Rodgers could do it like Tom Brady, I'd say he'd be great for another 7 years. He's age 37 this upcoming season. 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43.
Max, 3 years ago you said the guy was done.
I'm just saying 4 years. Give him till he's 40, which is realistic nowadays. Breeze was still pretty good at 40. If Rodgers is the version of himself that Breeze was of himself when he was 40, Rodgers is going to ball for 4 more years.
Let me say this, Max. If you're the Cleveland Browns, don't give up what you really want for what you want right now. What the Cleveland Browns and Andrew Berry, their general manager, really want is to finally build an organization that is a contender every year and a winner every year for the long haul, not just for the next 3 years. And I get it that, like, well, you can win a Super Bowl. Well, just as much, you're the guy, and it's rightfully so, that you point out how hard it is to win a Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers has been great for 15 years. He's got 1 Super Bowl. So you can sit
Never
here
been
and
on
say,
a team
how many
like
Super
he would be
Bowls
with the Browns.
Are you going to win over the next couple of years? You're building what you really want in Cleveland, which is a contender each and every year. It's not worth the risk to move on from Baker Mayfield and what you could have over the next decade for the still a risk to go win the Super Bowl, because you got to go through Baltimore still, and you got to go through Kansas City still, and you got to go through Buffalo still, and you got to go through the Chargers still, and all that. So while you might sit here and minimize the challenge of winning the Super Bowl and think it's going to be easy, it's not worth, if you're Cleveland, to give up what you have finally in discipline built just for the chance to go win one in the next 1 or 2 years.
Dan, there is a tide in the affairs of men. I'll take you back to Julius Caesar. There's a tide in the affairs of men. Like, right now, you got to take it at the flood, or all your lifetime will be whatever it is, in shallows and misery. Baker Mayfield, you can find another quarterback like him. It's not the easiest thing in the world, but if you're drafting
what
high up, if it's a disaster,
find another quarterback
wait a minute.
Like him.
If it, he's a mid-pack quarterback. He's not a top-pack quarterback.
But this is
Aaron Rodgers is maybe, you know, he and Patrick Mahomes are the two most talented whoever
Max,
lived.
This is why I'm surprised by you, though, because usually you're such an ageist. Yeah. And he's 11 years younger than Aaron Rodgers, and you were the one that picked them to go to the Super Bowl just a season ago.
Yeah. The issue is moments of high leverage.
If this Rogers, is the rim. Rogers, this is Molly Duncan.
If Rodgers was 40 years old, that would be one thing. But he's 37, coming off the greatest season of his career. 48 right. touchdowns.
No. I get how great Aaron Rodgers.
And the Browns are on the precipice.
What changed for you about Baker Mayfield, though? Because he had a phenomenal season.
No, I wouldn't call it phenomenal.
Well, you picked him to go to the Super Bowl, and then he had his best season yet.
When did I pick him to go to the Super Bowl?
You remember we had the whole thing. You were high on the Browns. Dan was also high on the Browns. Stephen A. laughed at you. Remember we did that for the full summer?
Right, because it was the wrong coach. Then they got the right coach, but I didn't pick him to go to the Super Bowl last year.
Okay, you picked them to go to the playoffs. And have
here's
a great
the they did. They went to the playoffs.
Yeah, so I'm saying what changed for you?
Here's
why are you so down on Baker
me and
now?
Wait.
This is what I mean by the straw man. I'm not down on Baker. I think there'll be contenders with Baker. I think the premium that Aaron Rodgers gives you over Baker Mayfield is substantial enough over the next at least 2 to 3 years that given how good the team is in all these other areas, making that switch now would likely result in a Super Bowl championship, which the Cleveland Browns fan base has been thirstier for than probably anyone
else.
Dan, take us home.
Yeah, two things. Molly, two things real quickly. Yeah. I think you using the phrase likely equals a Super Bowl championship is completely incorrect. There are so many good young quarterbacks and teams in the AFC, let alone in the NFC. The difference between you and Max is I think given what Cleveland has now, coaching staff, front office, and roster-wise, that they can win a Super Bowl with Baker Mayfield. And you don't. Because the only reason you make that trade is if you doubt the ability to win a Super Bowl with Baker Mayfield. I think they can, and you don't think they can. And that's why you think they need to mortgage their future to go get one.
I think that mortgage, if it's 3 or 4 years of Rodgers, you're pretty good in the future.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. We all know breakfast is part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any, and you know what happens. You grab a cup of coffee, you skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, even waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Come on. Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. The Milwaukee Bucks made easy work to the Brooklyn Nets again, sans James Harden, the second time this week. The Nets need to start playing some defense. The Bucks going on an 18-1 run. The former MVP went 36-12 and 4. KD, what's the deal?
Hey, Kevin, they had that 18-1 run in the fourth quarter. Did you think you guys were forcing anything offensively shot-wise, or was it as simple as the ball not going in during that stretch and you guys were getting good looks?
You think we were forcing stuff, Alex?
I'm asking you.
All right. We maybe took some risks there, you know what I'm saying? We probably could have maybe made an extra pass or two, but some of those risks you gotta live with, especially when guys are knocking down shots.
Alex doing that interview from the kitchen. Marinating on the standings in the East. Joel Embiid in the Sixers. Then we got KD's Nets, Giannis and his Bucks, and Stephen A's Knicks. He won't let you forget it. Max,
yeah.
Can the Nets win the East without having James Harden?
No, they can't. He's the most important player on the team. I've been saying it. Kyrie is the most spectacular. KD is the best. Harden is the most important player on the team. I was skeptical of the Nets coming out of the East preseason. But once they made the trade, they need all three guys to be healthy because it thinned out the roster a bit. But more than any of that, guys, KD and Kyrie have now played, 20 games together, 20-something games together? They're right around 500 when they're both on the floor, when they're both on the court and they play in that game. Without Harden, they're around 500. With James Harden, they almost never lose. They're 27-7 with Harden. Not with Harden and both guys, just with Harden. They have a winning percentage. Yeah, you can round it up for around 80%. They win around 4 out of every 5 games. They're 4-1 in every 5 games. You know what that means in a playoff series? It's a gentleman's sweep. Well, you're playing better teams. I saw James Harden go out west by himself and beat good Western Conference teams just with Kyrie. I saw when Kyrie wasn't playing, Harden rolled out of bed, showed up fat and out of shape, looking like a hot mess, and was walking triple-double with 30 points in wins with just KD. So with Harden, this team, a big three is healthy with James Harden. No one's going to beat them. Without James Harden, they will not get out of the East. Perkins muted, apparently.
I'm not hearing Kendrick Perkins. Max, I don't think you are either.
I'm not trying to hear Kendrick Perkins. He knows I'm right.
All right. Anything else you want to add quickly, and then we'll go to commercial break and work on getting Kendrick back.
I want to hear what Kendrick Perkins has to say, of course. Big Perk, but I'll say this. James Harden's play this year, he's won an MVP. He's a perennial MVP candidate. It was not certain how he would exist in that backcourt with Kyrie Irving.
Yep.
They were incredible. And he is the reason that they are impossible to beat. With James Harden and Kyrie and KD all healthy, this will be the greatest offense in the history of American team sports by far. That's how much James Harden means to this team. Without James Harden, they're not going to get by Philadelphia. Look, there's no stopping KD, but you got two great defenders in Thybulle and obviously Ben Simmons that you can use. And we saw what the Bucks did. Look, KD and Kyrie both went for over 30. They had control of the game kind of late, and then the Bucks took them out. It's the second time in a row the Bucks have beaten them.
Yeah, Chris Middleton had a great game, too. Let me ask you
fourth
this,
quarter.
Why we're waiting here for Kendrick Perkins to dial back in and get this tech stuff working. The one thing that surprised me about your answer is in the past you've been very critical of Harden, especially in the playoffs. So I understand we have Perk back, but why has that tune changed for you where he's the guy?
That's a great question, because Harden doesn't have to take the big shot on this team.
Okay.
That may relax him enough that he can do it and do it successfully, but he's got KD and Kyrie for crunch time if he needs them.
So you're confident he'll show up. Got it.
Very.
Perk, where are you on this?
Well, I respectfully disagree with Max, okay? And look, even with James Harden, I still got Philly coming out of the Eastern Conference. I'm not going to overreact from what I saw with the Milwaukee Bucks and the Brooklyn Nets, because we saw this in the with the Milwaukee Bucks time and time again when they showed up and they dominated the regular season and fell short in the postseason. You have Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, a two-time Finals MVP, and Kyrie Irving, a guy that hit one of the biggest shots in NBA history and Finals history, on the same team together. They should be able to come out of the East. Hell, they better come out of the East with or without James Harden, because they chose to team up together. Now, Molly, Max, here's the problem what I have with you, Max, is that you flip-flop so much, it is so irritating, because it was 3-4 months ago, this same question was asked about who is the most important piece on this Brooklyn Nets team. You didn't say Kevin Durant. You didn't say Kyrie Irving. You didn't say James Harden. You know who you said? You said DeAndre Jordan.
Right. You said they weren't playing any defense.
In his own record. In his own record, because I actually agreed with you and said that he is the missing piece, but you said that, and now you flip-flopping and saying that it's James Harden. And 3 or 4 months ago, you said that it was DeAndre
Jordan. I'm going to address that right now. Because I want to go see you down in Beaumont or wherever you want to take me. Look, I'll go see Kendrick's peoples. Look. The bottom line is the Nets had the worst defense of all time. Just like I said, they're going to have the best offense of all time. They literally, measurably, had the worst defense of all time in the history of basketball, history of the NBA. So at that point, given the roster, I thought the guy who needs to step up to make this even an okay defense is DeAndre Jordan. At that moment, I thought it was true, and he started to do it. And then Claxton came back, and Claxton has to do it, and they got some bodies. Aldridge had to retire, but they have Blake. They have some bigger bodies, and they started quickly, much quicker than I thought. Playing solid kind of mid-pack defense, which is, as you pointed out, Perk, all they needed to do. When you say I flip-flop, if by that you mean I adjust my opinion to new evidence, then you are correct. That's right. If there is new evidence, I adjust my opinion. That is true. What do you
You know what, Max? I will say this. I will say this about the Brooklyn Nets, right, and what they did in the past two games against the Milwaukee Bucks. When you get toward the end of the season, and it's a team that you could possibly face that is going to be in your way and stopping you to getting to your goal, which is the winning the championship, and you're at the end of the season, you don't want to give them no hope. You don't want to give them no confidence. And right now, the Milwaukee Bucks got confidence. Giannis, he has confidence to actually beat the Brooklyn Nets. So I will say, right now, the Brooklyn Nets should have concerns, but they weren't my pick anyway. I still got the 76ers to come out of the Eastern Conference. So neither here nor there, with or without James Harden, my pick is the 76ers, and I'm
with
not
James Harden. With James Harden, and just mark my words. James Harden gets healthy. Not only do the 76ers not have a chance, there's not a team in the NBA capable of taking the Nets seven games in a series. Not one.
And Molly, He don't have to come to Beaumont, Texas to visit me. I'll fly to New York and make Max smell my cologne. Is it Miyake or Bond number
long
nine?
As long as you wear a lot of it, Perk. I don't know about that beard. That's not easy to keep clean. Let's be honest.
Oh, my goodness. So fresh and
you
so clean.
You use shampoo in that, or what do you do with that?
These are out of control. All right, I'm being told we have to go. I'm getting distracted by this conversation here. Big Perk, I understand you got a list for us, kind of like a Stephen A's list. I cannot wait for that. About to school some folks. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit vividseats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. Tom Brady has achieved the improbable by winning seven Super Bowls. How many, Max?
I've lost track.
But the legendary quarterback told the NFL's draft-a-thon this weekend that he'd trade two Super Bowls for another accomplishment. Listen to this. A perfect season. Now, in 2007, his squad was on pace to do just that until they met my quarterback, Eli Manning, in the New York Football Giants, who crushed Patriots fans' hopes everywhere and Tom Brady alike. On that note, we bring back our quarterback, Dan Orlovsky, who's here for more of that good stuff. Dan, I can't believe I'm asking this, but would you trade two Super Bowl rings to have a perfect season?
You know, Miles, like, I'm sitting here, it's Wednesday morning. Dan, can you come on First Take? And I'm like, yes. And then you guys give me this topic, and I'm like, who's behind this question? Is it Max? Because he's so tired of me coming on national television and just dunking on him. Is it Stephen A? Because he's not there. Because I know you wouldn't be this rude to ask me this question. Molly, I played for 12 years, okay? I was on an 0-9 team. I was on an 0-11 team.
Yes.
And as everybody in the world knows, I was on an 0-16 team, okay? I've been on two winning record teams in my 12-year career. So to ask me, would I trade two Super Bowls for a perfect season is like asking Max, would he train his football intellect for mine? Like, duh, of course.
That's but look at you now,
answer.
Dan.
I have no idea what it's like to win multiple Super Bowls, a single Super Bowl, a playoff game. I don't know what it's like to go undefeated. I can offer you this. At UConn, which you know, Molly, we won the Motor City Bowl. I can trade in my Motor City Bowl championship ring for, like, an undefeated season. Sure, I'll do that. I can give you my wife's, half marathon medals. I can give you that. But I can't be in the legit conversation of what I would do. Yes, I would trade two Super Bowl rings for an undefeated season if I had, like, seven of them. But I would just like the chance to be in the Super Bowl rather than 0-16.
City Bowl is a nice consolation prize, though, Dan.
Dan is right about something, by the way. I'd love to trade my football IQ for his. And that just makes it more remarkable that I'm able to take him to the woodshed all the time. Not only on this show, but on the Max Kellerman show on ESPN Radio, given the fact that he knows so much more about football than me. How am I able to do it?
Irrational confidence.
To wit, Carson Wentz. But we can get to that another time. Look, I understand what Brady is saying. And if I were Tom Brady, which is really what the question means, I would do it too, Dan, and I'll tell you why. They were about to be the 07-08 Patriots. The Super Bowl was supposed to be a coronation of the greatest team in the history of American team sports. They were going to supplant Michael Jordan's 72-win Bulls. You know, for decades and decades, the synonymous with greatness, with the best ever, was the 27 Yankees. Whether or not they were actually the best of all time, in popular culture and sports, that's people thought they were. And Babe Ruth was on that team, the greatest player of all time. And he set the home run record that year, hit 60 home runs. That was the 27 Yankees. Michael Jordan, his first full season back, is his second three-peat, right? Sweeps the Orlando Magic, defending Eastern Conference champions. Wins the finals again in under seven games. The 72-win Bulls. That means the greatest team of all time, right? I mean, the 73-win Warriors, maybe they could supplant them, and LeBron stopped that. The Bulls remain. The 85 Bears is a team in football that means that. And the greatest player of all time, Tom Brady, having the greatest season by far in his career with Randy Moss on his team, was about to go undefeated. And that Patriots team was about to supplant the 85 Bears, the 27 Yankees, Michael Jordan, to mean the best, perfection. And that got ruined by Eli Manning. He outplayed Tom Brady and won Super Bowl MVP. Dan, it may be pathetic, but in fact, I can state for a fact it is pathetic. That was one of the 10 greatest moments of my life. I'm not kidding. The birth of my children.
That's not
by the way,
pathetic.
Getting a
That's
job
cool.
at ESPN out of college, getting into to school. Like I think of these moments where you just feel pure, the endorphins just coursing through, like you're on cloud nine. That's right up there, top 10 moment of my life. And the thought that all these little kids growing up in that area were about to see Tom Brady and the Patriots get this undefeated season, had their spirits crushed, and then four years later, the same thing happened again in the Super Bowl. I'd like, as Eric Cartman once did to his nemesis, I'd like to lick the tears off their faces.
Oh, my God.
Did you just say that?
You did.
Cartman. Oh, my God, you killed Kenny. You know, I think that, like, the thing that makes the undefeated season, it's Tom's holy grail. It's the thing that Tom hasn't done. And the question would be, if Tom had 5 Super Bowl rings and that undefeated season, is he still unquestionably the greatest of all time? Is he still, because he would still be the greatest quarterback of all time, but he's ascended into the Jordan, again, Babe Ruth conversation of, is he the greatest athlete of all time? And I don't know if Tom would still be into that conversation if he had 5 Super Bowl rings and one of those Super Bowl rings was part of an undefeated season. Would he still be into that conversation? I think so, but he's unquestionably the greatest athlete of all time.
Wait, actually,
that's a great point, what Dan said, because I don't think it would be a lock that he would if he didn't have that ring count.
Dan just hit on something, though. You know how gangster it is that Tom Brady thinks that? The reason he says that, Dan, is you're probably right if he had 5, but Brady thinks he's getting more. So he's like, I'll still wind up with at least 6. That's really how gangster it is underneath it all.
Irrational confidence.
But I think there's no doubt, Miles, I think there's no doubt that he is in the small 3-person group of greatest athlete ever. I don't know if he would be in that conversation if he had 5 Super Bowls and 1 undefeated season.
I agree with you. That's why I was really surprised by these comments. But I guess when you just have so many rings, you can give a few away. It's not a big deal. I don't know what that's like.
And now, 2 pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this? A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.